I want to get a little clarity on why the deities Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindadev, and Radha Gopinath, they are identified as Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana deities. So why they are?
You're asking a question. There's some principles and some ideas that we collect along our way on the path of bhakti, or on the way to Krishna. Prabhupada had one small book of his lectures he called On the Way to Krishna. And we collect different ideas and conceptions, which may not be found universe, may not be universal ideas or conceptions. And these ideas and conceptions that we pick up, they may not even be sourced in Shastra or in the Acharyavani. Acharyavani, the Parampara, Acharya Paramparavani, Parampara Acharyavani, the tradition of the Acharyas, like new ideas, new principles, like terms, like new terms, Bhajanandi, Goshtyanandi, not found anywhere. It's found some places, but not found in any of the shastras of Goswamis or Narottam, etc. Because it doesn't, it's inapplicable. It has no application. Because even if someone is doing so-called personal bhajan, he's doing nirjan bhajan. Nirjan means nobody's around him. He's not on internet. He's not on WhatsApp. He's not on email and all these things we all are involved in. He's just bhajan, smaran bhajan, dhyan. Hearing, chanting, remembering Radha Krishna's Nam Rupa and Leela, Chobis Ganta. Nirjan bhajan. So he's relishing some great bliss there, anand. Bhajan anand, bhajanandi. But he's also preaching. The word goshta means noise. Goshtalishu. Manashiksha number one. Guru Goshte Goshtalishu Sujane Bhu Saragane. The first shloka, Manashiksha. So Goshtal, like we say, Goshala. Goshtalishu means the place or the land of the Gosht. Gosht means the land of sounds. So this Braj Mandal is called Goshta Braj. Why is it called Goshta Braj? Because it's full of sounds. Maw! 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 All the cows. Cows and bulls making their sound. Bah, and peacocks. Bah, bah, bah. You know, peacocks and cows and Krishna's flute and all the cowards playing, coward boys playing flute and panpipe and all different. Take a piece of grass and split it in a certain way, make a whistle. All kinds of music and sound. So some find happiness in making so many sounds. They do kirtan. I do pravachan, like this. Travel around or sit in one place and speak. So it's called goshtanan. This is the idea, the definition behind the terms. But practically we see in among Gaudiya Vaishnavas, even if someone's a nirjan bhajan, bhajanandi, doesn't meet with anyone, doesn't communicate with anyone, he's just meditating on God, he's also preaching, he's also doing pravachan, he's also making sounds, because his very presence is purifying the universe. His bhajan itself, the emanations of his bhajan, the emanations and reverberations of his sound vibration, and his thought waves, alpha waves, beta waves, psi waves, whatever, beta, zeta, whatever, all these thought waves and manavritti, they're all saturated with Vishuddha Sattva. And he's emanating all these wonderful, beautiful, transcendental thoughts and meditations from his being while he's meditating. Then he sometimes in his kutir is chanting, Jaya Mukunda Murari Vanavali, Jaya Murari Mukunda Vanavali. This is Lord Chaitanya is chanting these nice songs. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Nam Kirtan. Jai Mukunda Murari Vanamali, Jai Murari Mukunda Vanamali, Jai Krishna Gopala Vanamali, Jai Gopala Krishna Vanamali. He was making juxtaposition, Lord Chaitanya's own kirtan. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I just wrote an article, a two-part article called Mahaprabhu and Madness. You should like this one. Mahaprabhu and Madness, part 1 and 2. It's very interesting. Some nice points. So the Bhajanandi, he's called, some people, that term is there, although you don't find anywhere in Goswami books. But the Nirjan Tyagi Sadhu, or even lady, gent, whatever, living alone doing bhajan. But they're also preaching because they're ghosht, they're making sounds. So when they're chanting in their kutir, playing their kartals, singing their hearts out, thousands, lakhs and lakhs of living entities are becoming pavitram. Mangalam pavitram, sundaram. Anyone who picks up the transcendental Shuddha Brahman, or anyone who contacts the transcendental Shuddha Brahman, they become pavitram, pure. They become mangalam, their life becomes auspicious. And they become sundaram, they become beautiful. Their consciousness becomes beautiful, their heart becomes beautiful, and they even look beautiful. Prabhupada, materially speaking, you may not think he's so physically attractive, but he was beautiful. You know, old man, you know, every year we get old, and the nose gets deformed. You see a picture of Prabhupada, 1930s. In 1933, Prabhupada went to Bombay to greet Bhakti Hridoy Bon Maharaj. Bon Maharaj was coming back from 3 years of preaching in Belgium, Germany, and London. Very successful, and he's coming back like a hero from the Gaudiya Math, Hridoy Bon Maharaj. So Prabhupada was in... he was in Calcutta, and he took the train to Bombay just to meet him. 32. There was a big greeting party. First Gaudiya Sannyasi to go to the West, and it was a big thing. So he went there with a party. It was a whole group from Calcutta went together like a party. So Prabhupada went there, and he had his patent leather shoes, and his pants, and his shirt, vest, and beautiful mustache. And there's a row of chairs there, and Bon Maharaj is in the middle, and Prabhupada is sitting in the row of chairs because he's one of the best friends of Bon Maharaj. And they're all sannyasis and regular people all around. Picture from the boats when he came by boat, you know, no airplanes then. So they're greeting him. So Prabhupada looks so dashing, you know, shiny skin, you know. So then we saw Prabhupada when he's 80 years old, wrinkled, everything falls apart. But we just looked at Prabhupada and said, it was so beautiful. Because it's so much pure, loving devotion inside that creates the beauty everywhere. So I've had these deities, Madan Mohan. So I was just saying we pick up different principles and different ideas. And we think that they're the absolute truth. And they are true. And they are true and they have truthful value. But they may not be universally recognized or accepted or even known outside a small circle or a small group. Because you come outside of, if you go to the greater millions and millions of Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Assam and Bengal and Orissa and everywhere, Bihar, and say, can you tell me what is Bhajanandi, Goshtinandi? Huh? What? Never heard it. What is that? Bengali, Sanskrit, Hindi? What is that? I don't know. What is that? I have no idea. You go to big pundits, they never heard. So like that, this idea that Madan Mohan is Sambandha, this is not what we find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita from Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Pad, who would have direct communication with Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan directly communicated with him when he went through with a group of devotees and said, oh, Madan Mohan, if you want, I'm an old man, my hand is trembling, my brain is not working very well. I'm very, very old, and I can hardly walk. But all the devotees are here. We've come from Radhakund, and we come to you. You're Madan Mohan, and they want us to want me to pray to you. They want me to write the glories and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But I have no power. My memory doesn't work, and I can hardly write on the Sanskrit on the palm leaves, I can hardly do. It's not easy. It's not like gel ink, you know. It's not like gel ink on paper. You have to do some work. There's a stylus, and you cut the letters into the palm leaf. It's difficult. It's hard to write, even physically hard to. So then he prayed to Madan Mohan. So Madan Mohan communicated directly to him, yes, I want you to write this. And then it says in the Bengali there, he says in the book, it says, Madan Mohan Likita. He actually says, I did not write this book. Krishna's Kaviraj says, Madan Mohan, he wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I went like this, I picked this up, and then he wrote it. He was just moving my hand. I was just going like this. My hand was moving. You got it? So this direct communication. So that Krishna's Kaviraj, when he's describing these three Thakurjis, he said, for the Gaudiya Sampradaya, there are teen Thakur. They're called the teen Prabhus. He mentioned Bengali. The teen Prabhus, Prabhu means God. Teen Prabhu, Prabhu means, the word means like Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu means God, Bhagavan. He said, teen Prabhu. He said, for the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya, these teen Thakur are the worshipable lords. Because these was the deities that were ordered by Lord Chaitanya to be revealed. So Advaitacharya, Advaitacharya came and revealed Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal, and then Rupa Goswami came and revealed Radha Govindaji, and then it was the Leela Stali was revealed of Amshivat, but then sometime a little later after Mahaprabhu, Madhupandit, he found the Gopinath. So Yamuna gave Gopinath to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's desires of the teen Thakur. Yamuna Devi gave Gopinath, because Gopinath came from Yamuna. And Dwarasaditya Tila, Advaitacharya at Swapna, so he removed the Madan Mohan from Dwarasaditya Tila. And then Govindaji was revealed to Rupa Goswami, and he established there. So that's what we know from our Shastras. These are called the teen Thakur, the teen Prabhus. And they spin a whole philosophy, because as far as Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, these are aspects of Bhakti Bhajan. You can't do Bhakti Bhajan unless you know where you're going. That's Prayojana. You can't do Bhakti Bhajan unless you know how to. Sadhana, that's called Abhideya. And you can't do Bhakti Bhajan unless you know what it is. Unless you know what it is, and who you are, and who you're worshipping, and why you're worshipping. That's called Sambandha. So whether you have a Giriraj Shila in front of you, or whether you have Gopinath, or Radha Raman, or Govindaji, or Radha Shamsundar, or Radha Damodar, or anyone, all those deities, those Thakurjis, are Radha and Krishna. So they are the goal of our bhajan. They are the goal of our Abhideya. The definition of bhakti is defining them. The practice of bhakti is to serve them. And the perfection or goal of bhakti, prayojan, the sadhya bhakti, is to attain them, to attain Radha and Krishna. Whether you want to call Radha and Krishna Radha Raman, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Giridhari, or you want to call Radha and Krishna Giridhari. The Gunjamala represents Radhika Charan Ashraya. Radhika Charan Ashraya is Gunjamala. And Govardhan Shilas, Sakshat Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna. This is Nati Leela, chapter 3 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, or chapter 6, maybe chapter 6. Raghunath Das Goswami gives Gunjamala, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives Giriraj Shila and Gunjamala to Das Goswami. He says, I'm giving you Krishna and I'm giving you Radharani as a Gunjamala. Radhika Charan Ashraya. So is Radharani. So if I'm worshipping Radhika, because it says Radhika Charan, Radhika Giridhari, that means that my Sambandha is with them, my Avideya is with them, my Prayojana is with them. Or if I have my house Radha Madhav, then my Sambandha is with them, my relationships with them, my service is towards them, and my goal is to attain them. Jaya Radha Madhav is also Radha Madhav is also Radha Govinda. Radha Govinda is also Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar is also Radhika Giridhari. Sahasranam.